打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's open the first book of Thessalonians.
我们从第三章的第一节读到第十节。
Let's read from the first verse of chapter 3 till the 10th verse.
你用什么语言没有关系，我们都一起来读。
Let's all read it together.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟，在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的，到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切地祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。如果你是看圣经的，就请你圣经不要合起来。
If you are reading the Bible, please do not close your Bible.
那你如果要看上面的 project 的话，我们会一直打在上面。
If you are looking at the projector, we'll have the verses up ahead on top.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you.
我们有福气可以吃喝享受你的自己。
We're blessed because we can eat and drink of you.
在吃饼喝杯的里面。
As we eat the bread and drink the cup.
我们实实在在的与你联合。
We're truly connected to you.
我们也与你的众儿女联合。
And we're also connected to each other, to your children.
你在我们的里面，
For you are in us.
我们也在你的里面，
And we also abide in you.
我们实在感谢你给我们这样丰富的供应。
We truly thank you for providing us in such abundance.
我们也感谢你在我们的生活里面。
We also thank you in our lives.
你知道我们需要你的话。
For you know we need your word.
所以你也常常将你的话向我们打开。
So you often reveal your word to us.
当我们一同坐在你脚前的时候，
As we sit together before your feet.
但愿你用你的话来教训我们。
May you teach us through your word.
用你的话来坚固我们。
May you use your word to strengthen us.
用你的话来引导我们。
And may you lead us, guide us by your word.
也用你的话让我们在你面前可以认罪悔改。
And the same way, may you use your word to help us to repent and confess our sins before you.
我们等候在你的面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
请你对我们说话。
Please speak to us.
靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我们跟弟兄姊妹一起交通这十节的圣经已经有过三次。
So it's been three times that I've been sharing with you these three verses.
我们在这三次的交通里面 我们多多少少能够看见保罗这一个牧人他的心是如何。
And in these three times, we can more or less see Paul as a shepherd, what his heart is.
在他的心上实在是挂念着他所爱的弟兄姐妹。
He truly cares about these brothers and sisters that he loves.
在他的心上他也实在是为着他们做最好的安排。
And in these things, he truly wants to prepare the best for them.
并且他还预备他们能够面对生命中一切的患难。
And he prepares them so that they may face all kinds of trials in life.
他还教导他们认识恶者。
And he teaches them to recognize the evil one.
你会发现一个做牧人的人。
And you see someone who is a shepherd.
其实就好像一个做父母的一样。
It's just like a parent.
孩子成了我们一生的牵挂。
And our children becomes our care, our burden, our worries for our life.
一个人在主里面。
A person who is in the Lord.
当我们属灵的日子一点一点的长起来的时候
as our lives grow in him
主在我们的生命中就会摆下一些比我们年幼的弟兄姐妹
he may place certain brothers and sisters who are younger amongst us
让我们在主里面去牧养他们
so that we can shepherd them in the Lord
在主里面去爱他们
so that we can love them in the Lord
在主里面好好的陪伴帮助他们走这条属天的道路
so that we can walk with them this heavenly path
问题是
but the problem is
每一个做过一点牧人工作的人
for everyone who has done a bit of work being a shepherd
就知道这个工作好苦
then you will realize that how difficult this work is
你就会发觉你付出的爱心常常是被误会。
And you will find that oftentimes your love is mistaken.
你就会发觉很多的时候，你一片好心却让对方给你带来更深的痛苦。
And sometimes your love towards someone may bring you pain.
不一定是对方给你的苦。
Perhaps it's not directly from the other person.
就是对方在受苦你还比他更受苦
and the other person is suffering and you suffer even more
因为你爱
because you love that person
这是为什么今天在教会里面
this is why today in the church
很少有弟兄姊妹愿意做牧人
there are not that many brothers and sisters who are willing to be shepherds
没有人愿意真的去关心别人
not many people are willing to care for other people
我们大家做个朋友是可以。
It's okay that we can be friends.
你好，我好，他好。
If you're good, then I'm good, then he is good.
但是我们有谁真的肯把主的羊放在我们的心上
？Then how many of us are truly willing to place a sheep in our heart?
我们中间有多少人肯说主，这是你给我的羊？我就学着做一个好牧人呢。
How many of us are willing to say, Lord, this is your sheep. I am willing to be a good shepherd.
好牧人要为羊舍命的呀。
A good shepherd needs to lay down his life.
你知道今天基督教最悲哀的一件事情
？Do you know what's the most tragic thing in Christianity today?
就是牧人要羊为他舍命。
Is that the shepherd wants the sheep to lay down to die for him?
圣经里面说是牧人要为羊舍命。
In the Bible, it says that the shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
有谁愿意干
？Who's willing to do this?
谁喜欢做这件事
？Who is willing to sacrifice?
来聚会没有问题。
It's no problem that we can just come and gather.
做一点服事没有问题。
It's no problem that I can serve in church.
但是谁愿意？牧养主的小羊
Who is willing to shepherd the little sheep?
这是复活的主
This is the resurrected Lord
在复活以后对着彼得所问的问题
And this is the question that the Lord asked Peter after he resurrected
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更多吗
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
三次复活的主问彼得,
Three times the resurrected Lord asked Peter,
为什么有人肯把自己的命摆上来牧养主的小羊呢?
Why is it willing that someone, is someone willing to lay down their life to shepherd the sheep?
若不是主的爱催逼,
if it is not for the love of our Lord pushing them forward,
没有一个人要干这个事的。
There's no one who is willing to do this.
当我们一同来学这段圣经的时候,
as we're studying this passage,
我希望弟兄姊妹不只是看到一个牧人他的辛苦,
I hope that brothers will not only see the difficulty of being a shepherd,
不只是看到一个牧人他的劳苦,
the hardship and the hard work of a shepherd.
弟兄姊妹,你如果看这段圣经,你要知道一个牧人也有他的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, if you carefully read this passage, you'll also find that a shepherd has his joy.
我们今天来看第七节。
Today we want to take a look at verse 7.
所以弟兄们,
therefore, brothers,
我们在一切的困苦患难之中,
in all our distress and persecution,
因着你们的信心就得了安慰,
we were encouraged by you because of your faith.
所以,
therefore,
这个字在原文最好的翻译,
the best translation in the original text,
应该是 for this reason.
It's for this reason.
所以中文如果好一点的翻译应该是说因此,
so in Chinese, the better translation will translate as such.
这个词当然就是指着提摩太从帖撒罗尼迦那里所带回来的那个大好的消息。
And this is referring to the good news that Paul brought back from Thessalonica.
我相信弟兄姊妹都记得。
Sorry, it's from Timothy. I think brothers and sisters remember.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹面临到极深的难处,
that the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica was faced with distress and persecution.
而保罗是如此的爱他们,
and Paul, how so much he loved them.
但是保罗没有办法去看他们,
but he is unwilling to go see them.
保罗不能够去陪伴他们,
Paul cannot be with them.
不能够去帮助他们,
cannot go and help them.
保罗实在受不了了,
and Paul could not wait any longer.
所以他打发他的同工去看他们,
so he sent his co-worker to see them.
因为他不知道这些帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹站得住站不住,
because he did not know whether or not the brothers and sisters at Thessalonica could stand firm or not.
你也许不能够体会为什么保罗会这么担心,
perhaps you cannot understand why Paul is so worried.
但是如果你去读《使徒行传》，你就能够理解。
But if you go read the book of Acts, you will understand.
保罗一路上一站一站所碰到的都是难处。
Every step of the way, Paul was faced with distress.
而且保罗的服事真的很可怜。
And his service was truly sad.
好像都没有什么果效。
It's pitiful because it didn't seem like he had much fruit.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
我很了解我自己,
but I know about myself.
像我们这些人去做一点服事,
if we go and serve the Lord,
如果没有什么果效,
if we don't bear any fruit,
一次还可以啊,
once is okay.
两次就受不了了,
and it's hard the second time around.
保罗到帖撒罗尼迦已经四次了,
and Paul went to Thessalonica already four times.
都是到那里还没干什么事就给人家赶走逃命的呀。
And he went there before he could do anything, he was sent to, he had to flee.
所以保罗真的很担心帖撒罗尼迦这些弟兄姊妹刚刚信了主他就被赶走了,到底这些弟兄姊妹会不会站立得住?
And so Paul was truly worried because every time when he got there and before the brothers just barely come to know the Lord and he had to flee and he needs to know if they could stand firm.
等到提摩太回来告诉他说,保罗,放心啊,这些年轻的弟兄姐妹真好啊,他们虽然在极大的患难中,他们的信心,爱心,各样都好啊。
And so when Timothy returned, he said, Paul, it's great news because the brothers and sisters could truly stand firm there, although they're young, but they have the faith and they could stand. And so be joyful.
这可是个大好的消息啊。
And this is a truly encouraging report, a great news.
箴言25章25节说,
Proverbs 25 says,
有好消息从远方来,
there's good news from far away.
就好像那个拿凉水给口渴的人喝一样,
it's just like giving cold water to someone who's thirsty.
这一个好消息给保罗的生命中, 把使保罗从恐惧焦虑的里面能够得到释放。
And this helped to release Paul from his state of being fearful and being distressed.
让他得到了安慰,
and so that he may be comforted.
这是第七节,
and this is verse 7.
让他活过来了,
so that he was revived.
第八节,
this is verse 8.
让他有喜乐,
so that he may have joy.
第九节,
this is verse 9.
什么叫牧人的心?
What is the heart of a shepherd?
就是他的欢乐,
it's that his joy.
他的安慰,
and his comfort.
他的活过来了,
and his life.
都是因着他所关心的弟兄姐妹才得来的,
it is brought forth by the brothers and sisters that he cares about.
除了在他们身上,
unless it is in them,
他们不会有喜乐,
there is no joy.
他也不会得安慰,
nor will he have comfort.
保罗在这里说弟兄们,
so Paul says here, brothers,
这是保罗第六次用这样的称呼称呼他们,
and this is the sixth time that Paul referred to them as brothers.
我们多次的讲过,
many times we've talked about this.
保罗不是在这里单单强调说我们是有同样的生命, 所以我们是弟兄们,
Paul here is referring to us having the same life. That is why we all refer to as brothers.
这个弟兄们在这里更强调的是保罗跟他们有一个亲密的关系。
Even more so, Paul is emphasizing the close relationship he has with them.
我再说,
and let me say it again.
一个好牧人要关心你的羊,
if a good shepherd is to care for his sheep,
不是你跟他有同样的生命就够了,
it's not that you have the same life with him and that is enough.
你要跟他有好的关系,
you need to have a good relationship with that person.
不然你怎么肯为他舍命?
Otherwise, how are you willing to sacrifice, lay down your life for him?
我们,
we,
这个我们当然是指着保罗和他的同工,
of course, this we speaks to Paul and his co-workers.
得了安慰,
we're encouraged.
中文的新译本翻作我们得到了鼓励,
it's translated as we are encouraged.
鼓励,
encouraged.
一个人只有在非常非常软弱绝望的里面, 他才会觉得鼓励的重要, 是吗?
Only when a person is in hopelessness and in weakness will he consider the importance of encouragement.
到底什么东西让你跟我觉得受到鼓励呢?
What are the things that encourages you and I?
保罗在这里得鼓励是因为帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在主里面站立的稳，他得鼓励。
Paul is receiving encouragement because the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica can stand firm. Is that the reason?
你知道有的时候我得鼓励是因为有人说，哎呀，刘弟兄啊，你真的 还不错,
sometimes I'm encouraged when people say to me, Brother Lou, you're pretty good. You serve at church sometimes.
有的时候别人说,
or some people say, today I heard your message. It was very helpful.
有的时候,
or you're so full of love.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, do these things encourage us?
还是别人在主里面蒙了恩典可以鼓励我?
Or when others are blessed, does that encourage us?
在一切困苦患难之中,
in all our distress, in the distress and persecution,
请问, 铁撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹, 他们是在患难中, 对不对?
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters of Thessalonica, are they in distress and persecution?
是吗?
Yes.
那么请问, 保罗, 是不是也在困苦患难中呢?
Is Paul also in this distress and persecution?
是不是?
Is he?
记不记得保罗在哥林多前书二章三节那里说,
if you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3, Paul says,
保罗说我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
And he says, when I was there, I was fearful and I was afraid. And I was shaken.
像 Latford 这样子的圣经学者
such as brothers, Bible scholar Latford.
他认为保罗这里讲的困苦是指肉身上的苦难。
He feels that Paul is referring to the physical suffering.
而患难是指到外面所接受来的逼迫。
And sorry, distress is referring to outside factors of outside things.
虽然我们不是很确定这样的分别是不是有足够的圣经根据。
We don't know whether or not this is the correct assessment based on our study of the Bible.
但是如果我们读保罗的书信，读保罗的生平
，If we read Bible, Paul's letters and also his biography.
我们知道保罗里面对着众教会的光景，特别对着帖撒罗尼迦弟兄的姐妹那个担心、那个挂虑，那个是他里面很深的痛。
We know that Paul's situation, his care for the brothers and sisters, and the state of all the churches, that's his suffering, that's his distress.
同时，保罗在外面受到各样的打击、逼迫、谣言，各样人家这个。各种的患难
and he also suffered all different kinds of persecutions from outside rumors and people persecuting him and so forth
这样子没有我不知道你
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you
我有一个很大的麻烦
I have a difficult a problem
就是我如果不舒服的时候
if I'm not feeling well
如果我头疼
if I have a headache
如果我胃疼
or I have a stomachache
有的时候，如果我心情很不好
，or sometimes I just don't feel good。
你们觉得我还会不会在乎我旁边的人头疼不头疼啊？
Do you think I would be would I care about other people around me whether or not they have a headache？
啊
？Do you think so？
会不会
？Will I？
不会的呀。
I won't。
我不舒服时，我还管别人舒服不舒服啊
？If I'm not feeling well, why do I care about others？
但是你看见没有？保罗这个地方真的很美的生命。
Brothers and sisters, can you see how beautiful Paul's life is here?
是他自己苦的要死啊
！He is under such stress and persecution.
但他关心别人的苦。
But he cares about the suffering of others.
你知道这个叫牧人的心动。
Do you know that this is the shepherd's heart?
如果一个牧人呢，他的羊都是天天在讨他喜欢呢
？If the sheep is always pleasing the shepherd.
然后这个牧人才有爱心去照顾啊，才去爱他的羊。
And then the shepherd has some loving heart to care for the sheep.
我就很怀疑到底是他是羊还是他是牧人。
I get the feeling, I start to question whether he is the sheep or the other sheep.
因为我去过一些教会，我就发觉是弟兄姊妹在牧养他们的传道人。
I go to a lot of churches, I find that there are brothers and sisters, there's brothers and sisters who are shepherding their leading brother, their minister.
我们在一切的
We in all things
这个一切的前面有两个小字
In all there's two words before them
那两个小字不但是中文圣经没有翻出来
There are two words that the Chinese Bible did not translate
很多英文圣经也没有翻出来
In English it's also not translated
那两个字的意思呢？英文就翻作 over you。
In the English is translated as over you。
或者是 with regard to you。
Or it's with regard to you。
所以，如果我们深一点的去思想，它在原文的意思是说，借着你们，我们在一切的困苦患难之中。
So, if we translate a little bit deeper, it's in the original text is saying with you in all of our distress.
因着你们
for you, because of you.
借着你们的信仰
and by your faith.
你知道保罗他能够得安慰
You know that Paul can be comforted.
是因为他知道没有患难没有失丧让他们那个丧胆 让铁厂农家的弟兄姐妹跌倒。
Because there's no persecution or distress that can cause them to be fearful or fall.
这个成为保罗极大的鼓励。
This becomes his encouragement.
因为这证明了他在主里面的劳苦不是徒然的。
And this shows that his, all of his work and labor in the Lord was not in vain.
如果他在帖撒罗尼迦的劳苦不是徒然
and if his work in Thessalonica was not in vain
他就有足够的理由相信他在其他地方的劳苦也不是徒然
then he has a very good amount of reason to believe that his work in other areas were also not in vain
这个可以让保罗从很多外面的失败里面得到力量站起来
and this can give Paul a lot of strength so that he can stand up despite all the failures that externally he suffers
第八节
Verse 8
你们若靠主站立得稳我们就活了
For now we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord
原文里面前面加了一个因为
In the original it says because or for
所以这一节圣经直接译出来应该是因为现在我们活了如果你们在主里面站立得稳
So it's because it's really verse 8 for now we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord.
因为就告诉我们保罗讲第八节这节圣经跟前面提摩太带回来的好消息有关。
So this sense or this because is basically referring to that it's related to the report that Timothy brought back.
如果帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹不能够在信心中站立得稳
So if the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica could not stand firm in their faith
保罗就像死了一样
Then Paul is like he's dead
现在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹站得稳
But because they can stand firm
保罗他们就好像活了
Then Paul is as if he is alive
现在
So for now
这个副词在新约中用了147次
This word was used in the New Testament for 147 times
其中51次保罗使用的
And 51 times was used by Paul
这个原文很有意思
And this word is very meaningful
当它可以用来做形容词用的时候
It can use as an adjective
中文圣经翻作今生
And in the Chinese translated as now
This life
Okay, this life
也翻作今世
Or this time.
This generation.
This generation.
也翻作今时
This time. This moment.
Yeah. 今生是提摩太前书四章八节这些你们不要管了多提多书二章十二节罗马书三章二十六节
These are on Timothy and Titus different chapters there.
如果当作动词用呢
If we use it as a verb.
中文圣经在罗马书八章那里翻作直到如今
And in Romans, it translates as until, till
now.
Yeah.
在哥林多后书五章那里是翻作从今以后。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is translated as from now until, until forth.
那这里当副词呢，它在圣经里面有三种用法。
So, as an adjective, it has three different types of uses.
一个用法是在时间上的这一个当下。
And first is used in regards to time, the moment.
另外是在逻辑上是既是这样。
And in logic, in reasoning, it's just for this reason.
或者说在目前这个情况。
Or the current situation.
那第三个用法就是把前面两个用法加在一起，是双关用法。
And the third use is when you add these two previous meanings together.
你们有兴趣的话看哥林多后书七章九节哥罗西书一章二十四节就是这样的用法
And you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9 and other verses
那这里就是我们刚才讲的最后一个用法
And this is the last use that we were referring to
一方面讲因为现在这个情况
Because of this current situation
另外一方面讲的就是此时此刻
And it is also because at this time
保罗他们活了
Paul is alive
活了
He was revived
哎呀这个字啊真的很好玩啊
This word is very interesting
这个字它的意思它就是死的反义字
And it is the opposite of to die
罗马书十四章那里说讲到这是活人
Romans chapter 4 refers, 14 refers to a living person
哥林多前书七章那里讲的是活着
1 Corinthians chapter 7 referring to being alive.
腓立比书一章那里讲的活命。
And Philippians, it refers to a living life.
那罗马书14章呢讲了活过来。
And Romans chapter 14 says to be revived, to come alive.
那它另外还有一个更有趣的意思。
And there is even more interesting meaning.
是活出那个生命。
To live out this life.
罗马书14章内讲到向主活。
Romans chapter 14 refers to living towards the Lord.
罗马书6章内讲到向神活。
And also referring to living towards God.
格林多后书5章内讲到为主而活。
And the second Corinthians refers to living for the Lord.
都是讲的活了。
And it is all referring to living.
所以活了这个字它的意思不只是包括着他活过来。
The word living not only refers to him becoming reviving.
并且他是活着向着一个目的,
and he is also living towards a goal.
而且他是活出那个生命的美丽,
and he is also living out the beauty of this life.
我不知道弟兄姊妹最近有没有觉得我们的附近好像什么都活了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize, recognize that around you, your surrounding, everything is becoming alive.
每一棵树好像都活过来了。
Every tree seems to be becoming alive.
生命复活的大能,
the power of the resurrection of life,
吞灭了一切的死亡,
that consumed all death, overcame death,
活了,
to become alive,
一个基督徒,
a Christian,
就是一个服侍主的人,
is a person who serves the Lord.
有的时候会为着外面的环境啊, 真的好像死了一样,
sometimes we seem to die because of our surroundings.
就好像冬天的树一样, 看起来都像死的。
Seems we look like the trees in the winter seem to have died. But within there is a life.
时候到了,
when the time comes,
就活过来,
and we become alive again.
我们实在要感谢主,
we truly need to thank the Lord.
保罗跟他的同工为着帖撒罗尼迦焦虑软弱到一个地步,
Paul and his co-workers was so weakened and distressed to such a point as if they died.
现在来了好消息,
but now the good news comes.
他们不但大得安慰,
not only were they greatly comforted,
他们里面的人就活过来了,
and the person within them all became were revived. And
他们在一切困苦患难中可以像如鹰展翅一样,
and in all distress and persecution, they're like the eagle that can spread its wings.
在使徒行传18章第5节那里,
in Acts chapter 18, verse 5.
那里记载说，当希拉和提摩太来到格林多以后,
there records that when Silas and Timothy went to Corinthians,
保罗就专心传扬主的道,
and Paul was sharing the gospel, was spreading the gospel
wholeheartedly.
向犹太人极力证明耶稣是基督, and to show the Jews that Jesus was the Christ.
你知道那个专心这个字,
do you know wholeheartedly this word?
现代的中文译本,
in the Chinese,
the new Chinese translation,
in the new Chinese translation,
把它翻作全时间的传扬主的道,
we translate as spending all of his time to spread the gospel.
他的意思是什么呢?
What is the meaning?
他的意思是他们以有一些圣经学者认为因为希拉跟提摩太带来了一些钱财上的支持,
some Bible scholars believe that because Silas and Timothy brought some monetary some money with them,
所以保罗可以不需要再支帐篷了,
so Paul no longer needs to set up tents,
所以他可以专心全时间的来做主的工作,
so he can spend all of his time to do God's work.
可是这样的解释不是最准确的,
but this explanation is not quite accurate.
更好的解释应该是说,
a better explanation should be,
保罗和他的同工听到这个好消息,
after Paul and his co-worker has heard this good news,
他们得了安慰,
and they've comforted,
他们活过来了,
and after they've come alive,
他们不需要再花费他们的精神精力去担心去忧虑,
they no longer need to spend all their time and worries to worry about these things. They can spend all their mind and heart on sharing the gospel.
如果,
if,
若,
if,
在原文有着不很特别的一个结构。
There's a very special construct in the original text.
那这个结构，圣经学者不是很准确知道应该有这个两个哪一个意思更准。
The Bible scholar doesn't quite know what is the more accurate definition for this construct.
一个是说，你们若站立得稳。
One is if you're willing, if you're able to stand firm.
不是说保罗不晓得他们是不是站立得稳。
Doesn't mean that Paul does not know whether or not they.
因为事实上里面也是如此。
Or rather, it's in truth. In reality, that is.
所以那个结构可以翻译说，既然你们站立得稳。
And the construct can be translated if since you're able to standing firm.
那另外这个结构在原文里面也可以有另外一个意思呢。
And this construct can have a different meaning in the original text.
是你们要坚持你们目前在顺服主的事情上，站立稳的这个事实上。
You need to be steadfast in what you're doing and standing firm in the Lord.
以至于保罗可以因他们的信心有的喜乐也能够持续。
So that Paul can in their faith and joy can also share.
到底哪一个对？
What is the correct explanation?
我们都没有把握。
We're not sure.
但是这两个意思其实都很重要。
But these two meanings are very important.
不只是讲到他们已经站立得稳。
Not only does it refer to them able to currently standing firm.
也讲到他们需要持续的站立得稳。
But they also need to continue to be to steadfastly to stand firm.
保罗写到这里的时候，圣灵感动他，他写那个你们呐。
And when Paul writes this, he says that you.
他特别加了一个强调的语气。
He used a word to emphasize this.
他说你们就是你们。
And he says that you are.
You and it is you.
You and it is you.
意思就是说，不是别人呐。
It's you, not other people.
就是你呀。
But just you.
就是你们呐。
And just you, this group.
你们要站立得稳啊。
That you need to stand firm.
而且要持续的站立得稳啊。
And that you need to continue to stand firm.
那怎么站立得稳呢？
So how do you stand firm?
靠主。
By the Lord, in the Lord.
英文呢是比较准。
It's more accurate in the English.
英文是说 in the Lord.
It says in the Lord in English.
是在主里面。
It is in the Lord.
在主里面你们要持续的站立得稳。
And in the Lord you need to continue to stand firm.
圣经里面有在主里面。
In the Bible there are a lot of places that says in the Lord.
但也有在主耶稣里面。
It is also in Christ.
In Lord Jesus.
Okay.
也有在主基督耶稣里
and also in our Lord Jesus Christ
有一些圣经学者很本事的
some Bible scholar are very smart
哦，他们真的花好多时间去研究
they spend a lot of time to study this
他们可以告诉我们说耶稣基督跟基督耶稣有什么不一样
and they explain what's the difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus
这一类的研究哈
this type of study
我是从来不敢讲人家对和错的
I don't dare to say whether they're right or wrong
但是在我的里面有一个感觉
but there's a feeling that I have
有的时候我们常常会忽略了主真正要讲的经义而在那些枝节上做文章
sometimes we spend a lot of time on these words that we didn't see the meaning of his you know his bigger picture the bigger picture
但是如果我们把全本圣经里面讲到关于在主里面或者在主耶稣里或者在主基督耶稣里这些经文把它摆在一起看一看的时候
If we take all these verses whether it's in the Lord in Lord Jesus and Jesus Christ and if we take them and look at them together
有一点倒是很明显的
There is one point that's pretty obvious
那就是如果是有主耶稣里或者主耶稣基督里的时候
When there's in our Lord, in Lord Jesus orin Jesus,
or Jesus Christ.
大部分的经文跟主的拯救有关系。A lot of these verses are related to our salvation.
可是在主里。
But when we're talking about in the Lord,
这样的经文
these passages,
大部分都是强调这一个复活的生命在信徒生命中的果效。
It is emphasizing this resurrected life and its effect in the life of a Christian.
换一句话说
In other words,
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹
The brothers and sisters at Thessalonica
因着神的大能蒙了救赎, 救赎
By God's great power they've been saved
他们在信心中不断地支取了顺服
And in faith they are obedient
所以他们在主里面能够在信仰上站立得稳
And therefore they can stand firm in their faith in the Lord
站立得稳
To stand firm
其实原文就是站立
And to stand in the original meaning
新约圣经用了十次
In the Bible, it was, New Testament used 10 times
七次是保罗用的
7 times was used by Paul
这整个这十次在新约圣经里面
In the 10 times in the New Testament
有一次
there's once,
有两次
sorry, there's twice,
是讲到知识
That was referring to knowledge
No,
pastor
Pastor 那有一次呢
there's another time
是讲到在真理上
It's talking about truth
其他的部分
In other times
都是讲到说我们的信仰
In other times referring to our faith
不受环境
Irrelevant of our circumstance
不受压力
Irrelevant of our pressure
不受各样的难处而改变
Irrelevant of all kinds of difficulties and change
就是面对魔鬼的攻击与试探
Even if we're faced with Satan's attacks and his persecutions
依然站立
And his temptations we stand firm
第九节
Verse 9
我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐
How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you
在神面前
Before God in the presence of our God
新译本翻得比较准确
And the new translation is more accurate
是在我们的神面前
It is in the presence of our God
不是我们在神面前
Not that we'reBefore God.
是我在我们的神面前。
In the presence of our God, His presence.
一个好牧人。
A good shepherd.
是一个活在神面前的。
Is a person who lives before God.
我不知道你是活在哪里。
I don't know where you live.
你是活在人的面前呢
Do you live before man?
还是你是活在神的面前
Or do you live before God?
什么叫活在神的面前
What does it mean to live before God?
活在神的面前是你知道你所说的你所做的你所想的你的言语你的行为你的喜乐你的忧伤都摆在神的面前。
It means that whatever you're saying, you do, or your thoughts, your joy, and everything is before God, is in His presence.
你活着就是讨他欢喜。
And you live to His pleasure.
活在神的面前。
When you live in His presence.
因为是在神的面前。
Because you're in His presence.
我们都是赤裸敞开的。
We're all naked and exposed.
所以一定要真实
And we must be truthful
因为在神的面前
Because in his presence
必须要圣洁
We need to be holy
不能够有半点的掺杂
We cannot be blemished
我们的动机
Our actions
必须是为着荣耀神
It needs to be glorifying his name
我们的依靠
And our reliance
必须是出于神的自己
And we need to be dependent upon him
我们一切所得的荣耀也要归给他。
In all the glory that we receive, we need to give to him.
这叫活在神的面前。
This is what it means to live in his presence.
我不知道跟你们讲过这个故事没有。
I don't know if I've shared the story with you before.
有一个小提琴手。
There's a violinist.
终于有机会到 Carnegie Hall 去演奏。
He finally had the opportunity to go to Carnegie Hall to perform.
当他拉完了以后
After he has played his music
全场的观众都站起来疯狂地给他鼓掌
And all the audience stood up and gave him a standing ovation
他的一个同伴在后台就跟他说 You see you made it.
And his friends said to him backstage, you see, you made it.
你看, 你成功了。
You see, you've been successful.
但这个提醒者说,
but he said, I have not.
那个人就说,
and his friend asked why.
他说你看那个最后一排最上面角角那边还坐了一个人没有站起来。
And you see, he says, you see, there's that person sitting all the way in the back in the corner. He did not stand up.
然后后面的人就说,那是谁?
And the person asked, who is he?
他说那是我师父。
And he says, that's my teacher.
他说只有有一天他站起来的时候,
only until one day when he stands up,
我就知道我拉到够水准了。
Then I know I'm decent.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
全世界的人都说你好,
even if everyone in the entire world says you're good,
但是如果主的脸上没有笑容,
but if there's no smile on God's face,
你觉得你是成功还是失败?
Do you feel that you're successful or are you a failure?
如果全世界的人都骂你,
if everyone is despises you in the whole world,
但是主的脸上有笑容,
but there's a smile on our Lord's face,
你是成功还是失败?
Are you successful or are you a failure?
你要哪一个?
Which one do you want?
你如果问我,
if you ask me,
我说我两个都要,
and I say I want both.
甚是喜乐,
to be joyful, all the joy.
或者可以翻译说, 满有喜乐,
to be full of joy.
你们有没有看过有些父母啊?
Have you seen some parents?
他们的孩子打球是一件大事。
When their child plays ball, it's a big thing.
在中国父母这种比较少。
I think in the Chinese family is probably.
我们的邻居有那些洋人父母啊，哎呦我天哪，他孩子打个球，他还拿发请帖到我们家来。
And I have my neighbors when their kids play ball, they send invitations.
你们如果到那个小球场去看那些小孩子打球啊,
if you go to the baseball field and you watch the little kids playing little league,
我们讲句实话,
to be honest,
实在打得不什么高明啊,
they don't really play very well.
但是你看那些父母夹起油来可带劲儿啊,
but when you see the parents when they're cheering for their children, they're really into it.
如果一得分了, 哇, 那些父母简直疯狂啊,
and if they get points, the parents go crazy.
中国父母大概就是他孩子什么进长春藤啊，考第一名啊，就很高兴。
For Chinese parents, it's probably when they get into Ivy League or get number one and on a test or something.
最近我们教会的儿童主日学把那些这么高的一些都从拉到台上来。
Recently, in my church, we took all the little kids up on the podium.
然后让他们唱两条诗歌。
And we had them sing some hymns.
三岁、四岁、五岁。
And three, four, 5 year olds.
我告诉你, 我从来没有看过我们教会弟兄姊妹这么冲动。
I have not seen brothers so encouraged, so happy, so.
哇，照相机不说了。
Not only do they take out the cameras.
那个叫什么？ Camcorder 中文叫什么？摄像机啊！哎呦，我的天哪，多少台啊！And
there's so many camcorders out.
在保罗的心里面,
in Paul's heart,
你知道提撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹站立得稳,
you know when the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica, when they can't stand firm,
保罗如果有那个录像机,
if Paul had a camcorder,
他一定赶快拼命照啊,
he would be taking a lot of pictures and videos.
太开心了,
he is so full of joy.
我不知道弟兄姊妹啊,
I don't know brothers and sisters.
你们有没有看过哪个父母看他们儿女很有成就、很成功、很好的时候，他就心里面又酸又嫉妒又难过的？
Have you seen any parents that when their child is successful and very successful, that in their heart there's bitterness and jealousy?
啊，见过没有？
Have you ever met a parent like that?
有没有见过？
Have you?
没有。
No.
但是我见过不少教会的传道人见不得教会弟兄姊妹比他强。
But I've met many pastors or shepherds in the church who cannot stand when other brothers and sisters are successful.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
主如果用你去带三个羊五个羊,
if the Lord sends you to lead shepherd 3 or 4 sheep,
如果他比你属灵,
if they are more spiritual than you,
他比你恩赐还大,
if they have more blessings than you,
神能够使用他,
if God can use them,
你是喜乐呢?
Are you joyful?
你还是嫉妒?
Or are you jealous?
做父母的,
as parents,
心中对孩子满了爱,
our heart is full of love towards our children.
所以他不会嫉妒,
so there is no jealousy.
一个好牧人,
a good shepherd,
心里面如果有爱,
if there's love in his heart,
也不会嫉妒,
he is also will not have jealousy.
孩子有好的成就的时候,
when a child has a good has success,
我很少看到一个父母说, 这个成就全都是因为我。
Very few times have I ever seen a parent say all of his accomplishments is because of me.
很少。
Very few.
张培德是很会打网球的，知道吧？
Michael Chang is very good at playing tennis.
你们知道他打网球是谁教的？
Do you know who taught him how to play tennis?
他爸是吧？
His father.
但是你知道吗? 从来没有一次记者访问他爸爸的时候，他爸爸说过，他的成就都是因为我。
There is not one time when his father was interviewed, he said that all of his success is because of me.
你们知道我在讲什么吗?
Do you know what I am trying to say?
我真的觉得我们有时候需要，我真的至少我自己，我觉得有时候很惭愧啊。
I feel that I'm a bit lacking sometimes.
很多时候我们看到别人很成功,
there are many times when we see others who are successful.
我们就怕别人不知道说这一份成功的背后啊, 我也帮过了一点忙。
And we're afraid of others seeing that in this success, I contributed a bit to it.
什么时候我们才能够像保罗一样, 真的知道把所有的 credit 都给他所爱的弟兄姐妹。
When have we seen that Paul did not give credit to the brothers and sisters of the brothers and sisters he loved?
一个好牧人,
a good shepherd.
他真的能够为弟兄姊妹的蒙恩, 他满了喜乐。
A good shepherd will be full of joy because of the success of his brother.
为这一切喜乐,
for all the joy.
可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢?
In return for in the presence of our God.
感谢,
how can we thank God enough?
你知道这个何等的感谢?
Thank God enough. How? Yeah.
其实原文是 what kind of thanks?
In the original text is what kind of thanks?
那个感谢是名词，不是动词。
It is an adjective, it's not a verb.
It's a noun, it's not a verb.
Sorry.
那这个字在原文里面用了15次。
And this word was used in the original text 15 times.
15次里面只有一次是指的对人。
There's only one time that was referring to someone.
其他都是向着神而去。
And the other times were all referring to God.
感谢。
Thanks.
何等的感谢。
What kind of thanks? How great the thanks.
感谢神,
to thank God.
用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢?
How great the thanks to thank God to.
你知道, 提摩太带回来这个好消息,
when Timothy brought back this good news.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在一切的患难中显出了神的恩惠。
In all distress and persecution, the brothers of Thessalonica showed that they were able to stand firm.
他们成了众人的榜样。
They became a model for all.
这个好消息,
this good news.
其实很容易让人骄傲，你知道吗?
It's very easy for others to for people to be proud.
我的努力没有白费。
My hard work was not wasted.
但是保罗和他的同工深深的知道
But Paul and his co-workers know, truly know
是神的恩典
That is God's grace.
所以他们要把这个感谢来报答神
And therefore, that is why they want to thank God for this. They want to give thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹让我告诉你
Brother and sister, let me tell you.
你我的生命中有一些让我们很开心的事
In our lives, there are some things that give us great joy.
当这样的事发生的时候
When these things happen,
很可能会让我们得意忘形
Perhaps sometimes we will forget ourselves
甚至于会让我们失败跌倒
And even often sometimes we will even fall and become and fail
但是喜乐也可能引导我们更谦卑更感恩
But joy can also lead us to be more humble and more thankful
你记不记得旧约中有一个西西家王
You know that in the Old Testament there is aThere's a king.
他得病快死了。
And when he was ill and he was almost unto death.
他祷告。
And he prayed.
想多活两年。
He wanted to live a couple more years.
神答应他没有。
And did God answer him?
答应了。
Yes.
开心不开心?
Was he happy?
开心。
Yes.
但这个开心给他带来了什么?
But what did this joy bring him?
带来了骄傲，带来了狂妄，最后带来了极大的灾难。
It brought pride and boasting and great distress and suffering.
喜乐
，joy，
会把我们带到哪里去
？Where will it bring us？
很重要。
It's very important.
诗篇一百一十六篇十二节这样说。
Psalm 116, 12 says this.
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩
Why do I give thanks to Jehovah?
116
How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me?
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩
How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?
保罗在这里有答案的
Paul answered it here.
诗人说我拿什么来报答神向我赐的一切厚恩呢
Man says, what do I use to repay our Lord, our God?
保罗说拿感谢来报答神
Paul says, use joy to repay him. And use thanks to repay him.
你们大概知道报答这个字在圣经中有的时候翻作报答有的时候翻作偿还
So in the Bible, sometimes it's translated as repay or to give thanks.
有的时候翻作报应
Or sometimes to receive what is. Sorry.
To pay back what is due. 把该还给的这个人的，该给他的，付给他。
Basically, to pay back, to give what is due to the person.
弟兄姊妹，神给人任何的恩典。
God gives man all kinds of blessings.
没有一样恩典我们可以报答的。
There's not a single one where we can repay.
但是圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
我们可以用感谢来表达我们向神的感恩。
But we can use thanks to give thanks to him for the things he's done.
这是唯一我们可以报答神。
This is the only way where we can repay him.
我们没有办法做什么别的事报答神。
We cannot do anything else to repay him.
第十节。
In verse 10.
我们昼夜切切地祈求要见你们的面。
Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and see you again.
补满你们信心的不足。
And supply what is lacking in your faith.
昼夜。
Night and day.
二章第九节那里我们说过了。
Chapter 2, verse 9, we already said.
这个不是指着他们二十四个小时从白天到晚上持续不断。
This is not referring to them from all 24 hours from day till night.
这个意思乃是讲到无论是白天无论是晚上在他们的生活里面这是一个生活的中心。
And it really means that whether it's day or night in their life, this is the focus of their life.
保罗白天晚上 昼夜不停的工作。
Paul works day and night.
保罗昼夜不停的祷告。
And he prays day and night.
意思就是说他无论是工作无论是祷告其实对他来讲这都是他生活的中心。
Whether he works or pray, this is the focus, the center of his life.
切切的。
Earnestly.
哎呦这个字是
圣经里面很少用的字。
This is not used very often in the Bible.
是一个非常强烈的字。
It's a very strong word.
是强到不能再强的一个字。
It can't be, there's nothing else more stronger than this word.
它其实是用了好几个字加在一起。
It is used, several words added together.
它是一个形容词加了两个副词。
Descriptive word plus another word, adverb.
这个是保罗一个很特别的用法。
This is a very special usage by Paul.
你们知道在但以理书三章二十二节那里
you know in the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 22
讲到尼布撒尼迦王他命令人把那个火炉烧到极热甚热
and when King Nebuchadnezzar ordered the people to burn the furnace till the hottest
那个就说比平常热了七倍的热
and that's hotter than normal set by seven times
而这里的意思就是把那个最大的那个圣热的那个圣再加上一个更。
And this is to saying that earnestly to even make it even more earnestly.
换一句话说，绝顶了。
It's the utmost.
就是无以复加了。
There's no other comparison.
保罗是这么强烈的一个热忱做什么事
？And Paul says here most earnestly for what? To do what?
是祷告。
To pray.
他祷告什么呢?
What did he pray about?
今天也有一些人很热忱迫切的祷告啊。
And there are many people who pray very earnestly today.
他们求什么呢?
What are they asking for?
不好的。
If they, you know, ask for the wrong things, they...
不过是求地上的一些名利、健康、好处。
They may be asking for riches and health and other things of the world.
好的。
The good things they ask for.
求成功。
They ask for success.
求恩赐。
Blessing.
教会成长。
The growth of the church.
但弟兄姊妹，这些都不是保罗全尽最大、最大、最大努力的祈求。
But this is not what Paul most earnestly asked for.
祈求。
He asked for.
在新约圣经用了二十二次。
To pray and to ask for used 22 times in the New Testament.
每一次都是讲到跟人家请求一个东西。
It's always referred to asking for a certain thing.
这跟祷告有点不一样。
This is slightly different from prayer.
祷告乃是讲到我们跟神中间的沟通与交流。
Prayer refers to our communication and a fellowship with the Lord.
可以是赞美，可以是敬拜，可以是感恩，可以是分享，可以是倾吐我们的难处。
It could be praise, it could be thanksgiving, it could be worship, it could sharing our hardship and sorrows.
当然也可以把我们所想所求的告诉神。
But of course, it can also bring what we desire before the Lord.
可是祈求不是。
But to pray and ask, that's not.
祈求乃是我们专注的把我们的需要我们的缺乏我们的难处带到神面前求他帮助和供应
we are in need for what we truly want and desire and we bring these things before the Lord and ask for them
一个牧人
a shepherd
一定会为他的羊祷告
will surely pray for his sheep
一个父母
a parent
真的爱你的孩子
If you truly love your child,
一定会为你的孩子祷告
We'll pray for your child
我们家里的年轻人
The youth in our house
有的时候会情窦初开
Sometimes
They fall in love
Sometimes they fall in love
然后就会来跟我讲
and then they come and share with me
我常常就告诉他
sometimes I tell them
你真的爱他吗
do you truly love them
为他祷告
if you love that person then pray for them
为他祷告
pray for that person
保罗在这里求什么
what is Paul asking for here
要见你们的面。
That he wants to see them.
补满你们信心的不足。
And supply what is lacking in your faith.
这里面有两个动词。
There are two things, two of virtue.
一个是见。
And one is to see.
一个是补满。
And one is to supply.
有趣的是什么？
What is interesting?
原文里面这两个动词中间有一个连接词。
Between two words, there's a connecting word.
所以应该加一个并且。
So that's why they added and.
不但如此。
Not only so.
在这两个动词前面有一个定冠词。
And before these two words, there's a
one article.
One article.
你们知道一个定冠词后面有超过一个的东西表示什么意思？
Do you know after this word, if there are multiples, what does it mean?
表示后面的这些东西其实是一件东西。
It basically refers that the two following words are of a single thing. It's a single importance.
就好像在以弗所书那里讲到。
As if in Ephesians.
神所赐给教会的有使徒有先知有传福音的有教师和牧师。
And Paul says God gave to the church there the teachers, there's the ministers, there's the people sharing the gospel and so forth.
有使徒前面有冠词。
Before the apostles, there's a word, there's an article.
有先知，先知前面有一个冠词。
There's a prophet, before the prophet, there's also an article.
有传福音的，传福音前面有一个冠词。
And those who share the gospel, before that, there's an article.
但是讲到有教师跟牧师的时候，前面只有一个冠词，后面有两个东西。
But before we talk about the teachers and pastors, there's these two are connected, considered as a single item.
这样懂不懂？
Does it, are you, do
教师跟牧师是一个职分。
The teacher and the pastor are the same role.
不是两个恩赐。
Not two different blessings.
这里讲了两件事。
The two things over here.
一个冠词。
There is one, it's one article.
说明什么？
What does it mean?
说明见他们的面跟补满他们信心的不足是一件事的两面。
To see them and also to supply what is lacking in their faith is a single item, is a single importance.
见他们的面就是未来用来补足他们信心的不足。
To see their faces is for the sake of supplying what is lacking in their faith.
补足这个字很有意思。
To supply, this word is very interesting.
新约圣经用了13次。
In the New Testament, used 13 times.
有三方面的意思。
There are three aspects to this meaning.
第一方面是用来讲到恢复原状。
The first is to restore.
譬如说讲到补网。
To fix a net.
就是用这个字。
Is using this word.
譬如说挽回被过犯所剩的弟兄。
Or to bring back, to restore the brother that, that's fallen.
用这个字。
Is also using this word.
第二方面的意思。
The second meaning.
是把它放对了地方。
To place it at the right place.
好像你骨头脱臼把它放回去。
If you got a dislocated shoulder, to put your shoulder back.
而这个中文圣经把它在这一方面的意思都翻作是成全圣徒。
And the Chinese to translate as to complete the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹在教会里面什么叫成全圣徒？
In the church, what does it mean to complete or perfect the saints?
就是要让每一个信徒都站在对的位置上。
Is so that every saint will stand on the right place.
第三方面的意思
and the third meaning,
更丰富
is even more abundant.
它是讲到创造
is referring to talk about creation.
讲到预备
to prepare.
讲到装备
and to prepare to equip.
希伯来书十一章第三节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3
说宇宙是借着神的话造成的
and for the universe was created through his word.
造成的用的是这个字。
To create, it was using this word.
希伯来书十章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5.
父神曾为基督预备了一个身体，预备也是这个字。
And the Father prepared a body. This preparation is also the same word.
看到没有？补满。
To prepare, to supply what is lacking.
它所包含的意思
The meaning
是非常的丰富
is very abundant
是说到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在信心在信仰上面有一些地方需要恢复，已经有一点走样了。
It refers to in the faith of these brothers in certain aspect there's something needs to be restored. It's not quite right.
所以这叫不足。
So that is why it's lacking.
帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹他们在信心上有一些那个位置摆的不太准确。
And in their faith is not quite placed on the right place. It's not.
要把它摆对。
It needs to be moved to the right place.
更重要的是要装备他们，预备他们，甚至于给他们造一个新的。
And even more so, it's they need to be equipped and well prepared, perhaps even a new one.
不足。
Lacking.
新约用了九次。
In the New Testament, used 9 times.
可以用在物质上的不足。
It can be used on something materialistic.
好像保罗说不及之处。
To not save in the right place.
Lacking. 或者是补满基督肉身患难的缺欠。
Or to what is not in the...
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
Chapter 1, verse 24.
Now, to what is to filled in the flesh that is still lacking in regards to Christ's affliction?
Lacking.
补满基督肉身患难的缺欠。
To lacking in regards to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body.
我们读这节圣经。
When we read this verse,
要注意一点。
We need to be careful.
不足这个名词在这里是复数。
This word is plural.
不是单数。
It's not singular.
所以这里不是讲到帖撒罗尼迦他们的弟兄姐妹基本的信仰或者信心有问题。
It's not referring to their basic faith. That there is a problem.
乃是指着信心在他们生活经历上有缺陷。
But the faith in their life is lacking.
他们不会有缺少了信心。
They're not lacking in their faith.
那是单数的。
That's a singular.
他们缺少的乃是信心在生命经历中实际上让他们的实践。
But rather their faith is lacking in their life's experience.
The reality.
The reality of their experience of their life.
你知道有一些圣经学者认为提摩太回来的时候他的报告是说当地的弟兄姐妹信心爱心都很好。
Some scholars believe that when Timothy came back they say this report was that their life is good, their faith is good.
Their faith and love is good.
Faith and love is good.
是不是提摩太暗示他们的 hope 有缺陷？
Is it because Timothy is saying that their hope is lacking?
当然这是有可能的。
Perhaps this is true.
这就是为什么你看帖撒罗尼迦前书它几乎每一章的末了都讲到主的再来。
And that's why in 1 Thessalonians it talks about the Christ coming.
但是更准确的要了解这节圣经。
But to even more clearly understand this verse.
你要看整个的第四章和第五章的教导。
You need to read all the teachings of chapter 4 and chapter 5.
那里讲到他们缺欠的哪些部分。
And that speaks of what they're lacking of.
譬如说第四章三到第八节讲到他们圣洁生活上面的缺陷。
Or chapter 4 verse 3 refers to the holiness in their life that's lacking.
第四章九到十二节讲到他们弟兄相爱中间的缺陷。
Or verse 9 to 12 refers to the love between brothers and sisters that's lacking.
讲到已死的信徒跟主再来的关系上的缺陷。
Or the relationship between the saints and the Christ, our Lord, that's also lacking.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见没有？
Do you see?
保罗非常清楚他的羊群的光景。
Paul is very clear about the state of his sheep, his flock.
他知道他们有哪些毛病。
He knows what their problems are.
但是羊群的问题不会让保罗灰心失望。
But the problem of the sheep, the flock will not discourage Paul.
也不会让保罗责备教训他们。
Nor will it cause Paul to discipline.
相反的，保罗是一再的肯定他们。
And again and again, Paul confirms them.
一次一次的鼓励他们，称赞他们。
Again and again, he encourages and praises them.
然后保罗再把一些真理耐心地向他们解释。
And then to explain to them the truth in patience.
这是我们今天做父母的要好好学的功课。And
this is a very good lesson for parents to learn today.
我发觉中国的父母有一个天大的本领。
I think Chinese parents has a problem.
如果用中国人的话讲, 这叫做鸡蛋里头可以挑骨头。
In Chinese words, that you could pick a bone out of an egg.
真本事啊。 我们的孩子打电话回家,
our children calls home.
说学校成绩单发下来了,
and says that we got the report card.
他的妈妈就问,
so the mom asks,
这学期成绩怎么样?
How was your grade this semester?
那有一个孩子他是从意大利来的,
so there's a child who's from Italy.
他这个学期是全校第一名。
And he was number one in the whole school.
他就跟妈妈讲, 我是全校第一名。
So he said, I'm number one.
那你期待他妈妈说什么呢?
And you know, what did you think the mother would say?
啊, 你们期待他妈妈说什么?
What do you think the mother would say? Or what do you hope the mother would say?
妈妈说, 那么小的学校第一名有什么了不起?
What's the big deal about number one in such a small school?
你还要继续的努力!
You need to continue to work hard.
哎, 怎么样, 我们中间做父母的, 你有没有这个本领?
Are any parents like this?
我们不懂得鼓励。
We don't know how to encourage.
我们只会挑说, 你这里还没有做好, 那里还没有做好。
We can only pick and say, you didn't do this well, you didn't do that well.
保罗知道他们有很多的不足。
Paul knows there are a lot of things that they're lacking.
但是保罗不急地责备他们。
But Paul's not too quick to judge them or to discipline them.
我回想我在 Wyckoff 服侍这么多年。
Remembering that I served so many years in Wyckoff.
我想到我早年啊, 真的很对不起弟兄姐妹。
I feel that I'm so lacking in the earlier years towards the brothers and sisters.
我只要看到弟兄姊妹有哪些地方不太对啊。
If I see just a little bit areas where they're not quite right with the brothers and sisters.
我就把讲台变成炮台。
And so I make the podium, the pulpit, you know, my pulpit.
我就好好的训他们一顿了。So
I will basically speak down on them from the pulpit.
Rebuke them. 我恨不得把他们所有的错都讲出来。And
I want to pick out all the wrong things, all the mistakes.
我以为这样子他们就会变得更好。And
I feel that they would get better at it. They would get better because of this.
不会的。
It's not so.
一个牧人,
a shepherd.
不只是要知道你的群羊有什么需要,
not only do you need to know what your flock is lacking,
你还要知道用什么方式去帮助他, 让他能够接受。
But also you need to figure out a way to help them so that they can accept.
当然一个做牧人的人, 不能够假装没有看到有什么问题。
Of course, a shepherd cannot just pretend he didn't see.
更不能够说所有人家不爱听的事你一句都不讲。
Or that you don't speak of anything that others don't like to hear.
但是做父母的想一想,
but as parents, let's think about.
你一天到晚向你的儿女念经有什么用呢?
If you just keep on rebuking them from day every single day, nagging them, will it help?
你要想一想有什么方法跟他们讲, 他们会听得进去。
Is there any way that you can speak to them so that they can listen?
求主给我们智慧。
May the Lord give us wisdom.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主谢谢你。
Dear Lord, thank you.
你是好牧人。
You're a good shepherd.
你为我们舍命。
You lay down your life for us.
我们更感谢你。
We thank you even more.
你还给我们机会。
For you still give us an opportunity.
让我们学着做小牧人。
To learn how to be little shepherds.
求你给我们恩典。
May you give us grace.
好让我们见你面的时候不要羞愧。
So that when we see you, we're not lacking. We're not.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.